हेलो, आई एम जितेंद्र फ्रॉम लुधियाना। माय क्वेश्चन इज, इट इज़ नोन फ्रॉम द बुक्स ऑफ श्रीला प्रभुपाद दैट मॉडर्न थिंग्स यूज्ड इन कृष्णा सर्विस आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल। व्हाई डू यू लीव देम? प्लीज आंसर दिस क्वेश्चन। शुड वी नॉट ट्राई टू एंगेज मॉडर्न थिंग्स इन कृष्णा सर्विस? थैंक यू।
Modern things used in Krishna's service are transcendental. Why to leave them? Yeah. Anything used in Krishna's service is transcendentalized. Still, some things are intrinsically more favorable to Krishna's service than others. For instance, the mridanga and kartal are natural instruments for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan. Others, like the saxophone, electric guitar, can be used, but they're not intrinsically pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as are the mridanga and kartals, which are very pleasing to him. Some things, just like the butcher's profession, there are certain things which can't be used in Krishna's service. You may dovetail certain things, but being a slaughterer of animals, that can't be dovetailed. So some things are intrinsically better than others. So we may use some things in Krishna's service, just like this recording setup. We may use it in Krishna's service. But we are not going to promote the ugra karma that produces all these things, because it happens to be there. We'll use it. The example is given of an axe. The axe blade needs a wooden handle. Of course, nowadays probably made out of some kind of plastic, but traditionally the wooden handle will be used to cut down the wood, to cut the tree. So you use wood to cut wood. So in the same way, we have to spread the message of Krishna consciousness in the modern world. So we can use modern facilities, but we're not going to produce such facilities. And we can go all over the world via these kind of recordings, or even physically using modern facilities, and advise people to live a very simple life, which without all these things, which is more conducive for Krishna consciousness. Just like I'm speaking this, which is being recorded on a Lumix camera. What company is that? Is that a new company? I never heard that. When I was a kid, it was Leica was the big one. East German. There's no such thing as East Germany anymore. It's being recorded at a community which is committed not to use all these things at all. So you can ask the devotees who are living here, generally without electricity, except when this rakshasa called Bhakti Vikas Swami comes, and then there's a Canon camera, that's a traditional company, if you can call it traditional. And then I bring in all this ugra karma follows me. But you can ask the devotees here. They're living very simply and happily, and chanting Hare Krishna, growing the food, weaving their own cloth, and so on. And there are devotees living in the city also, who are also chanting Hare Krishna. But in general, these simple living, high thinking communities, they make a situation which is more conducive for Krishna consciousness. So, if these rascals are making all these things for sense gratification, we can also use them in Krishna's service. But we're not going to join Canon's R&D team to make some better camera. Let these fools and rascals waste their life doing it. and we'll use it in Krishna's service, and they'll get benefited by agyata sukriti. As Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar of Devotion about this. Remember this? You're nodding your head about the dictaphone. He said the person who invented this, it may have been a team who invented it, but he said the person who invented this certainly had no idea that it would be used for Krishna's service. But it is. And so he's getting benefit. So that's another reason we can use these things to benefit the people who waste their human form of life trying to make more and more technological so-called advancement.